Good morning. It is Monday. Parshas Mitzora, Tovshim Pei Dalet, and Tazria and Mitzora usually go together. So I'm going to utilize this morning's time to speak further about Mitzora. And I thank Rabbi Muser for his wonderful shiur that I was able to listen to online on Friday about the aspect of Lashon Hara and so on and so forth. So what I'd like to do is to share with you the words of the Rambam and the Ramban about the Inyan of Tzaras, which again is commonly translated as leprosy, but it's not really leprosy. It's a phenomenon that really transcends anything that we otherwise know. The Ramban is in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Zayin of Tazria, and again Tazria Mitzora. They are in shutfus. They're in partnership because of all the dim of Tzaras. So I'll just read from the Ramban. It's because it is one of the foundational Rambans. V'habeged, he talks about on this case he's going on if the garment presents signs of Tzaras. Ze inyan einene b'teva klal. This is nothing natural, says the Ramban. It's not a normal worldly experience. And also the negayim that are found on a house. It's not natural to have that. You have mold, but you don't have what's called tzaras. When we were pure and we were complete with Hashem, Yir Ruach Hashem Aleim Tamid, Hashem's spirit was on our people constantly. Laham Ed Gufan Uvigdehen Uvateim B'maritov, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us, you know, he gave us a garments and houses and our body to look good, right? He maintained a healthy look about every aspect of our being. But v'chasher yikra be'echa mi'am chet v'oven, but if something individual has a certain avera, a certain sin, then yisava ki or bibsara or bibita or bibesa, that he will develop an abnormality, something that is distasteful, something ki or means ugly actually, in his garment or his beged or his house. Laharis to show ki Hashem somi olav, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has removed himself from him. So as long as Hashem is in our midst, so we are healthy and our garments are healthy, so to speak, and our house is healthy. Well, but once we veer from the path that Hashem wants us to travel on, then He removes Himself from us, and therefore it shows in these various parts of our life. And that's why the pasuk says, and this is going to be in today's parasha Mitzora, "V'nosati," and I will place nega, a plague, tzaras, beves eretz achuzaschem, and the house of your inheritance. So Hashem says, this is not coming from anywhere. This is coming v'nosati. I am putting the nega. There's hashkocha pratis, divine supervision that Hashem places the nega in the house. Ki hi makas Hashem b'baisu. It is the affliction of Hashem in that house. Now, so that is coming straight from Hashem. It says Hashem is speaking to us. Right, halavai that we should be able to see, you know, we should all stay healthy and well. But like says, so when let's say if when a person gets sick, right, what's their first thought? Oh, you know, what do I have? I have to call the doctor. Or how long is it going to take to get an appointment these days, and so on and so forth. And but really, the first thing we have to think of is that if I'm sick, it must be from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem wants something from me, right? And it's, that shows that. In those days, Klal Yisrael was in a high madrega, they were at a high level, and they were able to internalize that if something has gone awry in the way of the Neged Tzaras, so it's that he understood and internalized that Hashem is speaking to them. This whole concept of the Neged Bias only applies in Eretz Yisrael, which is the inheritance of Hashem, as it says, "Ki savol Eretz Kanan asher anino sein lachem lachuza," when you go into the land of Canaan, which I gave you as inheritance. The reason why the tzaras applies in Eretz Yisrael is not to be seen as another one of those mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, like chovas hakarka, in other words, agricultural most of the agricultural mitzvahs that we have to take off truma and maaser, most of those only apply in Eretz Yisrael. That's called chovas hakarka. So it's not that the reason why tzaras applies only in homes in within Eretz Yisrael is because it has something to do with kadu. It's not chovas hakarka, but it's really element b'neishalay yovo ha'inyanahu ela be'eretz hanivcheres asher Hashem hanich b'tshechem b'sochem, because there is a special presence of Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. So that relationship is so strong, it's a place that Hashem chose. So therefore, if we do something that is off base, so to speak, so the Hashkocha is so great in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is so close to us that it will then facilitate, or it will activate, is a better word, will activate that Hashem will bring tzaras. But that's only because in Eretz Yisrael we have that kind of relationship to Hashem, where even if we do something that's off, Hashem will respond and show us, right? That speaks to the closeness that we have to Eretz Yisrael. And then he goes on to say other things, why it only applies to white garments and not colored garments. And I'm going to leave the rest of that Ramban for later. So if you want to read this Ramban again, it's Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Zayin. Now, the Ramban, this is in the Hilchos Tumas Tzaras. It's Perek Tes Zayin. And it's the last, it's the last halacha, and he talks about the word saras, right? Has a broad meaning in terms of the various different ways that the saras presents, and then he says as follows, I'll just jump right in because it's in the middle of the halacha. Vezeh hashinoi ha'omer bebeganim uvabatim. And this change of the appearance of the garment and in the houses, which the Torah refers to as saras, einam imin hagushal olam. This is not a normal, natural phenomenon. It's not a natural phenomenon. Ela os upelo haya b'Yisrael. It was a wonder and a sign for our people. Kedei, in order la'asira miloshin hara. It's in order to warn us from speaking lashon hara. Now, we know that Gemara tells us that there are seven things that we could attribute tzaras to. One is for being haughty and so on and so forth. But the Rambam is talking about the centrality of the Israel of lashon hara. Sha'am esaper b'lashon hara, because if a person speaks, engages in lashon hara, mishtanos kiras beso, the walls of his house change color. Okay, so the first affliction is on the house. The house is, right, a little bit more removed from you. It's the furthest thing from you is your house. When I say furthest thing, in contrast to what we'll see in a second. Now, im chazerbo, if you repented from the lashon hara, you say, all of a sudden my house is turning a funny color. It doesn't make any sense. Ooh, I remember. I got together with my old friend and my old buddy I haven't seen for 20 years, and we started talking about an old friend, and he said, oh, you don't want to know. What happened? Oh, you don't want to know what kind of lifestyle he lives. Oh, I always knew he'd be no good. I knew nothing would amount from him, right? And you start getting into, that's what I did. So you do tshuva to say, Hashem, I'm sorry I did that, right? So im chazabo, and if you do tshuva, yitar bayis, the house will become tohor, it'll become pure again. Vim Amma Barisho, and if you stand in your wickedness, in other words, you remain intransigent in your lashon hara, Asha Huta Tzabai, so what happens? The house is demolished, as the pasuk tells us. Mishtana Kliha Orshebebe, so now the tzaras spreads and it goes closer to you, and it's in the various vessels on your house. That you're sitting on, on your bed. It's a little closer than your house. It's on the bed that you sleep on, the couch that you sit on. Im chazerbo, then if you kind of internalize it, you say, well, I shouldn't have been doing this. So yitaru, you'll become tohor. Now v'imav barisho, then if you remain intransigent in your sin and you did not change your ways, achi yisufo, until they have to be burnt, as the pasuk tells us, mishtan habgadim sha'olav, then it spreads to the garments that you're wearing, your nice white shirt. Right? So it goes, the house is further removed, your sofa or your bed is a little closer, your shirt getting a little too close for comfort, Hashem is speaking to you, and you're still not listening. Im chazabo, if you did tshuva, yitaru, that will become tohar. Vim ora berisha achi yisrafu b'shana ora, and if you remain intransigent in your lashon hara until your garments have to be burnt, as the Torah tells us, Mishtana Oro, then it afflicts your skin, your epidermis. You know what epidermis is? We used to say that as kids. Was that in St. Louis too? In Memphis, you say your epidermis is showing. That's skin. Okay. Ve'yeh muvdol meforsim levado, and you will be forced to be alone and separated and sequestered. Ad shelo yisasik besichas v'shoyim. In other words, Hashem will force you that because you have tzaras, you are, what's the word I'm looking for? When a person has COVID, when you're in confinement,
isolated.
Isolation. He's in isolation. And if he's in isolation, so he can't be in contact with other people, so he's no longer going to, so Hashem is forcing him. You will not be quarantined. Yes. You will not speak Lashon Hara. The Rambam throws in for good measure, not only it's Lashon Hara, but it's also Leitzus. It's a good old, Leitzonis, making fun of people and jeering and scoffing, etc. And he says, and the Torah warns us already. And it says, be careful with Negat Saras. What does it mean, be careful with Negat Saras? It means be careful not to do the things that will bring in their wake Saras. It says also, remember what Hashem did to Miriam when she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Harehu Omer, when it says, remember what Hashem did to Miriam, the pasuk is saying, his bonenu, think into this, contemplate. Ma ira le Miriam, what happened to Miriam, the prophetess, shedibra ba'achia, she spoke about her brother, shehi gedolim mimenu, he was older than her b'shanim in years, she was older than him in years, v'gidlo, so she raised him al berkeh, she really put her life out there for him. Vesichna ba'atzma, she put her life in danger, la'atzulu menayam, to save him when he was put on the yam. I mean, she loved him. V'hilo dibra b'gnuso, she really did not mean to speak disparagingly about him. Elatasha hishva sasa l'shai neviim. Her mistake was that she compared him to all other prophets, right? And but really, he's greater than every other prophet. So diminishing his stature was considered lashon hara. V'hulo hikped al kol ha'dvarim. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even care about that. Shenemar, the pasuk says right there, v'ha'ish Moshe adamo. The man Moshe was very, very humble. Nevertheless, she was afflicted with tzaras. Kal v'chomer, certainly so. Livnei adam harishayim, wicked people, hatipshim, foolish people, shemarben l'daber, they just get together and they just chatter and they speak and they just speak about other people. Lefikach, therefore, a person should pay attention to his ways and should stay away from sitting with those people in such gatherings and so on and so forth, and not to fall in the trap of Lashon Hara. So the Rambam at the end of Tumas Rav, there's 16 chapters. It's a highly technical treatise of Lichusa. But at the very end, he goes in and gives the Musar associated with that. So now we have, again, we have from the Ramban and the Rambam, we have that it was nothing natural. It was a sign from Hashem. Hashem is speaking to us. We could actually, halavai that we should know when things don't go our way. Why is this happening to me? And a person takes a financial beating. Like, what did I do to deserve this? Or, like I said, illness or whatever the case may be. We're not on this level, but halavai that we should be able to be aware of our obligations to the Torah and to Hashem, that we should understand that maybe Hashem is speaking to me, right? That's the Gemara says, what is Yisurim? What are punishments? If a person puts his hand into his pocket to get a coin, let's say he wants to get a quarter, and instead he pulled out a nickel, so he has to put his hand in his pocket again. Is that so terrible? No, but and then Hashem is saying, it's going to require just a little bit more effort. So the avera that's happening for is not so bad, but a person on a level of should think, why did that happen? Why didn't I get that? So anytime you're inconvenienced, right, Hashem is really speaking to us on a very, very preliminary level. So it would behoove us to kind of take stock of where we are, and is there anything that I could put my finger towards that to understand why these things are happening. Now, what I want to do also is I was learning from the Sefer Zevach Mishpacha last week from Rav Hollander, Zechan Levracha, and I mentioned there that the Rambah, that the Evan Ezra and the Meshech Chochma both learn that the Tzaras let's say the affliction is contagious. Let's say the one that you have on your skin, right? So it is contagious, right? And it's nothing that the dermatologist can tell you is tzaraas. It's only the Kohen can tell you that it's tzaraas. And what has to happen is that he has to be quarantined, and he has to be separated from people. And it is a spiritual affliction, but yet at the same time, according to the Ebenezer, it is contagious. So, see, he's like this. He says, if he presents all of the signs that tell him that this is really tzaraas, but if it was not pronounced by the Kohen, he's not tamei. If it was pronounced by the greatest Talmud Chacham in the generation, and he says, this is tzaraas, this is, you know, textbook tzaraas, and he's not a mitzora. So how do we understand that? He has all the signs, and you're telling me it's contagious. Doesn't that behoove him to separate himself from people at that point so no one else will contract it? In other words, if a person knows that he's sick, let's say a person just knows. He just knows he had all the signs of COVID at the time, right? A person presented all the signs, right? And he just didn't go to he just didn't take that test. So it wasn't confirmed, or he didn't go to the doctor. You're going to say, well, as long as the doctor didn't confirm it, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be close to people and hang out and breathe on them. Obviously not. You know you have it. So it's not the pronouncement of the doctor that confirms it. So why is it that as long as the Kohen didn't pronounce it, life is normal? And if there's other halachas, it says, ubiyom heira osbo, the day that it is seen by the Kohen. What do you mean on the day? So the Gemara tells us a moed katan yeshem shata roa. There is a day that the Kohen could look at it, and there's a day that the Kohen cannot look at it. For example, a person that just got married, a chasan, he's got 7 days of celebrating with his new bride. For those 7 days, we give him a pass, and he doesn't have to go to the Kohen. He can let that nega ride. Well, wait a second. He might be contagious. He's with his new bride, and what's going on over here, right? I mean, we had to make everybody had to make a Pesach Seder on their own. They can even go to parents' house during COVID. Newlywed couples that were married a week, they were making their own Seder. They couldn't come into contact with anybody. So over here, the Chasan Akal, life is normal because he's celebrating, or a Yom Tov. We don't disturb Yom Tov by having the Kohen look at the Nega. Well, wait a second. It's a contagious thing. So what are you talking about? You're not going to see that. You're going to give him a pass for 7 days? Biyom Hera'os? What does it mean? So he says something, and probably as I'm speaking about this, you probably are already thinking of the answer that he says. He says, Davar Tamu Ma'od, it's amazing. Shaham Mitzor, Im Kol Asimanu Shatuma, all the signs of Tuma, and it is contagious. Yimutr Li Kadas L'Chuppah, he can go into a zone Chuppah to be Ola Regal, and to go into Ola Regal, he's going to go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash during the Ola Regal, and millions of Jews are there. What's going on here? So he says, you have to understand the following way. It is tzaraas, it is contagious. Avol rak kasher nikva k'tzaraas al pi hakohen. It doesn't, again, this will help us to understand this. We just said it's nothing physical, it's spiritual. It's an osupela. So there's a spiritual component to tzaraas. It's so spiritual in terms of what it is, that it doesn't become a reality until the Kohen, who is entrusted to paskin on it, says, you are a tzaruah. The moment the Kohen says tamei, then he's contagious. Before, in other words, so it transcends just the physical laws of contagion of whatever case may be. It starts off as a physical machla, and it's pronounced by the Kohen, and by no doctor, by no other Talmud Chacham. It has to be, it's the job of a Kohen to make that pronouncement. Once the Kohen says, you are Tameh, that's a spiritual pronouncement. And now the halachas of, medical halachas take over in terms of being contagious and so on and so forth. Well, the spiritual halachas still take effect because of her seeds and what he has to do and all of the protocols. That, of course, are halachas. But isn't it very interesting that the physical aspect of tzaraas is activated by the spirituality, by the Kohen pronouncing it, and no one else can pronounce that? We'll end this for the day. I just wanted, with your permission, I'm thinking about maybe tomorrow or, if not tomorrow, Wednesday, spending the rest of the week speaking about Haggadah Shel Pesach to prepare ourselves for the Haggadah, some insights of the Haggadah. People are nodding. So I might tomorrow yet say something else about the parsha, but I might not. I might go straight to Haggadah. So be prepared. And if you want to bring your Haggadah Shel Pesach, that would be good, actually.
If you bring your own Haggadahs.
Okay, Gabriel, have a good day.